Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Are you an Xer? Are you a boomer? Are you a silent? All these generations are the focus of a book by our next guest, Dr. Gene Twenge. Book is called Generations, The Real Difference Between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and Silence. Dr. Twenge, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you spending some time with us. Let's just get into it. This is really interesting stuff. The book is Generations, The Real Difference Between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and Silence. I forgot there were that many generations all commingling on this planet at the same time. It's a lot of different generations, isn't it?
It is. I think that's why we have a time now when we have a lot of generation gaps, you know, a lot of misunderstandings across the generations, partially just because of the breakneck speed of the changes in technology.
Absolutely. I don't mean to pit generations against each other, but are there two that seem to clash the most and maybe a couple or three that seem to find some common ground?
Well, there's certainly a lot of tension between boomers and millennials these days, but there's also some commonalities among those two generations. Often, boomers, that millennials are their kids, but then they get to the workplace, and then sometimes there's a gap of understanding around work-life balance and other issues like that.
By the way, let's not forget millennials were born 1980 to 1994, and so there are a lot of, and I think they refer to themselves as elder millennials. I mean, people that now are, you know, well into the workforce and starting families. I mean, these are not just kids anymore, are they?
Yeah, that's right. So people forget that the oldest millennials are 43. So if you're thinking about young adults, that's going to instead be Gen Z. So you have to kind of readjust your thinking sometimes with your young employees or other young adults that they're not millennials anymore.
Why is it important to categorize generations, by the way?
Yeah, so, there's sometimes people say, oh, well, why do we have to put people into groups? Well, that's human nature. We put people into groups. We think about people in terms of, regions of the country that they're from, or put people in groups in terms of their age. We talk about teenagers, we talk about young adults, and it's just a shorthand. It's a way of understanding people. And with generations, it's because when you were born, it has a big impact on your life, your attitudes, your personality traits, your whole life course.
Let's go through the list and kind of remind people what these generations are. Of course, there's the silence, are the oldest among us. In fact, President Biden is among the silent generation, right?
Yes, he's the first silent generation president. The presidency skipped from George H.W. Bush, who was the greatest generation, the generation that fought World War II, to Bill Clinton, a boomer. And we had four boomer presidents in a row. And we have yet to have a Gen X president.
That's a great point. And I don't want to skip ahead to Gen X. Let's talk about the baby boomers.
Yep, so the baby boomers, born 1946 to 1964. And, common perception is boomers are rich and powerful, and certainly they are a lot of our leaders in business and in politics. But there's a big segment of boomers, especially those who go to college, who are often really struggling financially and drug and alcohol abuse and all kinds of issues.
The Generation X, born between 1965 and 1979, I fall into that category. I'm a Gen Xer, and frankly, we're starting to get a little bit frustrated that the silence and the baby boomers don't want to let go and hand control over to us.
Yeah, so I'm a Gen Xer too. So this, we're often forgotten. We're the middle child of generations. So thank you for not skipping us. So that's what I found. I looked at the U.S. Senate and state governorships, even CEOs of the top 100 companies. Gen Xers have not taken those roles in middle age as much as boomers did when they were that age. And it's because as people live longer, the boomers are keeping those positions longer. They're also a larger generation. But even taking that into account, boomers are kind of blocking the way for Gen X to move into leadership.
Do you think that Gen X is going to get skipped over, that leadership is going to get handed from the boomers to the millennials, and we're going to get caught, you know, kind of left in the dust?
In some positions, that very well might be true. And we'll see how that plays out.
After Gen X comes the millennials. We talked a little bit about them, born from 1980 through 1994. So the older among them are in their 40s now.
That's right. So, yeah, the young people, young employees, they're not millennials anymore. But millennials, you know, they're doing very well economically. Very much a perception that they were capped by the Great Recession and were never going to recover, but they have. Their incomes, even adjusted for inflation, are very good.
And then Gen Z, these young kids from 1995 through 2012, what can you tell us about Generation Z?
Yeah, so Gen Z is the first generation to spend their entire adolescence at the age of the smartphone and ubiquitous social media. And so they spend less time with their friends face-to-face. And that might be why they are suffering from record levels of anxiety and depression.
That's interesting. And so the next generation to come up after Gen Z, we don't have a name for them yet, but these are the kids born after 2012. And look, they're becoming teenagers now, or soon to be. And so, you know, they're going to have to kind of pick up the mantle and figure out, as each generation does, I think, learn from the, if not mistakes, certainly the missteps of the generation before them, right?
Yeah, so I call this generation polars, after melting polar ice caps and political polarization. And those are two issues that they will be grappling with as they get older.
So how do we navigate, you know, relationships between all these different generations? I mean, obviously there's a lot of stark differences from generation to generation, but there's also commonality, too. I mean, we're all sharing the same planet.
Absolutely. And you know, I think that's what we really need to do. That really was my goal in this book, was to help the generations understand each other better. I think a lot of the conversation around generations is really counterproductive. It's this idea of whose fault is it or who are we going to blame. But really, generations are shaped by these changes in technology. That's what makes it so different to live now than 100 years ago or 50 years ago or even 20 years ago. And all the generations are experiencing these changes in technology. They may experience them in somewhat different ways, but we're all here and solving these problems that we have. Probably better to work together instead of one.
Yeah. I mean, conversations between the generations, I think, are fascinating to me. Be curious about your elders, and elders, be curious about your kids and your grandkids. You know, ask those questions. What's it like to grow up today? What was it like to grow up in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s? I mean, you can learn a lot about each other that way.
I think that's great advice. You know, and there's often the impulse for older generations to try to understand younger ones. But, you know, ask those deeper questions about, you know, how do you communicate with your friends? You know, what has it really been like? And then younger people, too, it doesn't happen as often. They are thinking, oh, older people, whatever, that's past. But those are your bosses. Those are your parents. Those are your grandparents. Yes, ask them how their lives were different. Try to take that perspective. It's really helpful.
Well, from one Gen Xer to another, Gene, thanks so much for this book, for really spelling it all out. I think this is fascinating stuff. We could probably talk for hours about it. Better yet, we'll read the book, Generations, The Real Differences Between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and the Silence. Dr. Gene Twengzi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dr. Gene Twengzi, the author of Generations. Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. We're all different, but at the same time, we all are very much the same.